Welcome to Ready to Resell, the ultimate podcast for anyone looking to unlock the secrets of successful reselling. Join your hosts Leah and Kayla as we deep dive into the dynamic world of reselling. Whether you're starting as a side hustle or aiming to build a full-time business, our podcast is your go-to resource for actionable advice and inspiration. Tune in and embark on this reselling journey with us. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Ready to Resell. My name is Kayla and I am here with the brains of the operation, Leah, Miss Leah.
Hello everybody.
Hi. So today I feel like we're kind of piggybacking on a previous episode where we talked about why are your sales so slow throughout the year. But today we want to kind of give you some tips and tricks on what you can do to increase those sales, especially during the slower months. Also how to prepare for the next month of selling as far as like seasons and holidays and situations like that. So we're going to kind of do the same thing we did in the other episode where we talked about our year starting from July and ending in June. We're kind of, you know, a lot of us are moms and we follow the school systems. So I feel like our year kind of starts in August instead of January now. So we're just going to start in July and go through each month on what you should be ordering, what you should be listing, what items to put on sale, and just kind of reminding you about those fun holidays that are coming up.
It's definitely a different brain set because, you know, when you're not a reseller, you're thinking more about buying. And yes, you're buying in advance. But as a reseller, you have to think in advance in advance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, exactly. It's almost like retailers. I was talking to the owners of In Bloom, which is like a florist and gift shop. And he was saying that they're about to leave here in March to go, what they call go to market, to buy for Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah. And he goes, it's intense. He goes, it's like 2 weeks of just everyday shopping and getting ready for Christmas. So you really have, now as online resellers, thankfully we don't have to think that far in advance unless you are sourcing information, unless you're sourcing
items,
inventory that far in advance. But for us, whether you're buying overstock like us or whether you're thrifting, you don't thankfully have to go that far in advance necessarily. So July, you really should be heavily listing all those fall items. And when we say listing, we typically mean that you already have it. So it's a lot of times it's sitting in your death pile. You've been putting it off. Now's the time to get it out. Our biggest seller as we get into fall is boots.
Yes.
We sell a lot of shoes because we sell new shoes and not a lot of people sell new brand new shoes online. So that's a big, big boost for us. But boots. It's always, Lexi's going to get a kick out of that one. It's always our biggest seller. But leggings, jeans, light sweaters, things like that. Think of all the things that people are going to be needing for fall. You want to make sure those are listed in July.
Yes.
And then thinking about putting on sale, this is a time you really start putting on your swimsuits on sale, your sandals on sale, those types of things.
Yes.
And we're always thinking about from an admin standpoint is what are those next things you need is preparing for those bigger items to be sold. So your boots and your sweaters. So go ahead, if you order your boxes from the post office, start ordering bigger boxes. Mm-hmm. So you have those big boxes. And if you're more of a poly bag person too, we do both. So we order our big poly bags or poly mailers. We order our big boxes here in July to prepare because, you know, it takes 2 weeks to get these things in.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be delaying your sales because you can't ship them out because you don't have the shipping supplies.
Exactly.
Because all you have is teeny tiny bags.
Well, because you've been shipping little swimsuits all summer long.
Exactly.
And so now you've got these orders for all these giant boots and you have nothing to put them
nothing
in. So
you're like, sorry.
Yes. There's always some kind of shipping delay, it seems like, on everything.
Exactly.
So the sooner you do it, the better. No one's ever complained about setting themselves up for success later.
Too early.
So that's kind of your July. And then you're kind of going into August. So for August, we're in North Alabama. It's still summer in August.
Yeah.
It's still hot, but we still want to have those fall items listed because people are ordering ahead. But you also need to start thinking about Christmas and holiday, Halloween, Thanksgiving. All of those things are coming up. I mean, I know right now you're sitting by the pool drinking a margarita, but the Kaylas in the world, we're buying Christmas trees.
Yeah.
So we're getting ready.
If you have a ton of holiday stuff and you're, where do you focus? Focus more on the decor mm-hmm. side. Those are the things that people, I'm pointing at Kayla right now.
Well, they want them. You're not putting those up on Christmas. You want to enjoy it before the season.
Yeah.
Fall decor. I mean, some people decorate just for fall. They've got their pumpkins and all of their fun little fall decor. Mm-hmm. And then they just add Halloween decor to that.
Yes.
Kind of the beginning of October. So if you don't list it until October 15th, people have already purchased all their decor by then.
Or even you don't list it to the end of September.
They're
way late. So August is focus on all of those holiday decor items, all the holidays you're going to need for the next several months. Get them listed because people are going to be, they're going to be flying off the shelves right now.
Right.
And then so September, you're obviously, if you haven't not listed all those holidays, keep doing it as much as you possibly can. Focus, that should be your number one focus. But then this is also the time to start shifting from that fall to the winters. Especially, you know, depending on where you live, you know, September, October, November starts getting a little chilly. So
yes.
Your jackets, your winter boots, you know, so all the big heavy things like that is where you should be focusing a lot of those items as well. So, and also in September is when you are transitioning from those holiday items decor that you need to start focusing on the holiday clothing items. So obviously, if you have any sort of Halloween costume, get those up right now. Men's, women's, and kids. I mean, obviously kids especially, but any sort of Halloween.
Definitely.
Or any sort of Halloween shirts and, you know,
yes,
all the cutesy
clothes.
Because
I don't get into a whole costume anymore. I'm too old for that. So I like to have a cute little top just to kind of be matchy-matchy.
Something that has a little cute, you know.
Well, and you have to think about.
Right. You know, something that's really fun on it.
Cute. And I think also you have to remember with Halloween costumes is that people want to be able to try them on. Sometimes they don't fit. Mm-hmm. So they're ending up having to source them somewhere else. And so they really do start ordering Halloween costumes early, like
yes.
a month in advance.
Yes.
And don't forget about all the bougie pictures, right?
Ooh.
Now that I have two girls, it's a whole thing that they have to be matchy-matchy.
Fall, Christmas.
Fall, even Halloween. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, last year we were Elsa and Anna for Halloween. But that's when, you know, pictures for Christmas start in November, early November, before Thanksgiving.
Because I got to take the pictures and then you got to make the cards and then you got to mail them out. So they, any sort of Christmas matching family outfits,
yeah.
Cute outfits, those types of things. Yeah, you're right. People are, and a lot of people, they might not do a Christmas photo. They might do a fall photo. I know a lot of people, they do the pumpkins and things
yes.
like that too. So yeah, you're right. You got to start thinking holiday outfits in September so people are preparing for those early pictures.
Yes. Then October gets here and that's when the fun begins. Because that's when Halloween is here. It's finally starting to get cold. This is when you got to start getting all of your toys, all of your gifts, your presents, and things like that for Christmas listed. Mm-hmm. So you've already done your decor, you've already done your apparel and things like that. Now you've got toys.
Yes. Toys. That's, you know, why I focus on those
yes.
toys especially.
Anything that can be a present for Christmas. I'm thinking mints too, like tools
yes.
and stuff like that. Anything, even like designer shoes that you have that's been sitting in your death pile forever. Those could be a gift for someone. You never know, but go ahead and start cranking all that out.
And you think more on the big gifts, because I feel like when people are buying gifts, they first buy the big stuff that they want, the name brand toy for their kid or something that their husband, a game or a book or something that they specifically want. And then as we move into November and in early December, that's when people are buying like stocking stuffers, little things left. So November is a time when you start listing all those little things, jewelry, all the, you know, just any, I'm trying to think of like, I'm always terrible. I'm always a last minute gift giver anyway. So I'm buying all my big gifts and little gifts in November too. So
all of my gifts come from our inventory.
That's so true. That is most of my gifts.
I don't know what to do here.
It is most of my gifts too. So, but yeah, so October, November, making sure you're listing all those gifts. These are going to be when you're also going to be really busy. So these are going to be your big sales. So making sure you're preparing that through October and November, keep ordering those holiday shipping boxes and bags that you're going to need. Because you're going to completely need to, you know, you're going to need to replenish those over and over and over again. And you don't want to buy them unless you have just massive amount of empty space that you can store them in advance. We don't have that much space. So we're always... really that time of year, almost every 2 weeks, we're reordering everything that we need.
It's also easier on the mail carrier.
Yeah.
If they're delivering.
If they're delivering all this stuff, don't order 50 pounds of stuff and they're having to deliver it to your house. like spread it out a little bit. Give them some love.
Give them some love. Or just go pick it up if you've got a truck or something like that. Yeah. So I feel like October is the beginning of like, okay, it's getting crazy.
Yes.
Then you move into November, which November is also hard because you yourself, you're like, I'm hosting Thanksgiving this year. That's why we say August, September, October, you are listing, mm-hmm. because you do need to enjoy your holiday season as well. So Thanksgiving, November is, you know, jewelry, you're continuing with that, your stocking stuffers, you're still ordering bags for holiday shipping, but you're giving yourself a little bit of a breather to enjoy Thanksgiving.
Exactly. So once you hit the end of November, take a pause and then allow yourself that time into December. You know, obviously, if you have the time, continue to list your death pile, but take a breather. Take some time for yourself because December, you're going to be busy shipping, answering people's questions, relisting, kind of doing all the computer work.
The fun stuff.
Yeah, the fun. Well, the fun stuff, too, because it means money coming in.
Yeah.
But like Kayla was saying, personally, it's just a crazy time of year. So don't put too much on yourself. And stressing about, I have to get everything listed as much as possible. Unless you just sold everything and your closet's empty, you're like, yay, woohoo, list more stuff. But make sure you're building in that self time as well and focus on yourself. So,
and from a sourcing standpoint, I also feel like that October, November time is when you're getting great deals mm-hmm. on swimsuits and sandals and things like that from the summer. So you're also like, you're shopping, you're listing, you're kind of in that transitional period, but you'll be grateful for sourcing then and getting all that cheap stuff. When the spring comes around, it's time to list for summer. You've got all that stuff you snagged in like November.
And I hope you took notes on what she just said, because that time of year, it's hard to think swimsuits and sandals. Because personally, you're drinking your pumpkin spice latte. You're all cuddled up with your heating blanket on the couch. It's cold outside. But as a reseller, you really have to think all those seasons in advance. So make sure you're starting to get, you're right, November, December, and January, get those spring items, because you're going to have to start listing those very quickly.
It goes by fast.
It goes by really fast. And you buy your Valentine's Day stuff really the end of December too. So if you have December or January.
For gifts, yes. I'm starting to get it. So my little secret is, don't tell anyone. I wait on all of the Christmas stuff to go on sale right after Christmas, and that's what I use for Valentine's Day stuff.
Ooh.
Because Christmas is red, Valentine's Day is red. You can get a lot of the items that, like, they're kind of Christmassy, but they can go as Valentine's Day. I'll see how long my kids allow that. But I always do Valentine's Day pajamas for my daughter and now both girls for Christmas gift. Because they wear it all through January, and then Valentine's Day is here.
So hopefully they're wearing it all year.
They're wearing it all year. They are. They really, I mean, they're just hearts. But you don't want to give them Valentine's Day. Right. That's why I don't understand why people give their kid Christmas pajamas on Christmas Day. Because I'm like, they didn't get to wear them.
Wear them all Christmas.
Up to Christmas.
Yeah.
So definitely always be thinking ahead, you know.
And when if you have the space and you have the money after Christmas, you know, the few weeks after Christmas is the best time, obviously, to buy Christmas stuff for next year.
Yes.
And this is something when I first started reselling, I really did it early before I was buying truckloads of overstock, was my husband and I, and it was kind of course, this was pre-kids, so you could tell we had a lot of fun. We would road trip around, and we would go to the stores, to your Home Depots, your Walmarts, your Lowe's, and things like that that sell a lot of Christmas stuff. And we would, and by then it was 80, 90% off. And we would just stock up to resell for next year, because a pack of Christmas lights is a pack of Christmas lights. It's not going to go bad.
Right.
You know, some sort of big Christmas decor box is going to be the same no matter what. And you turn around and you just sell it for next year. But you have to, obviously, you have to have the space for that. And the money, and the extra money for it. If you're holding on to it, you're going to hold on to it for the next 8 months before it starts to sell. So.
Yeah.
But it's the best deals. That's the time to do it.
It is the time to do it right after the season ends and everything goes on sale. So you're thinking in December, okay, if I've got Valentine's Day decor, things like that, you want to get all of that listed because you're busy, but you got to find time to get that listed because Valentine's Day is going to sneak up on you. If you remember, it's in the middle of February.
Yeah.
So by the time you breathe from shipping all the Christmas stuff, it's mid-January.
So and just like you were talking about apparel-wise, people, if you have a Valentine's Day shirt, you're wanting to wear it February 1st.
Yeah.
So you're going to start wearing it very early.
Or Christmas Day, if you're my kid.
It works. It works.
Yes.
So then now we're in the new year. This is a great time to start putting, obviously, all your Christmas stuff on sale. Mm-hmm. We talked about in a previous episode, we actually make a lot of Christmas decor sales right after Christmas. I think people, obviously, you have it on your mind. Maybe you saw something you need or you want. We make that 2 weeks or so, 3 weeks after Christmas, we make a lot of those sales.
It's almost all Christmas.
It's hilarious. Yeah. We actually laugh out loud about how much Christmas stuff we're selling on January 2nd.
Yes.
Okay.
I loved your story about you were over at your aunt's house.
Yes.
And you saw something that she had for Christmas, like a decor item sitting up on the shelf. And you were like, I want one of those. So you actually, on Christmas Day,
Was buying it.
Well, which, because I think a lot of people do that.
Because I know I'm 100% not going to remember in August, September when I'm actually buying Christmas.
Yes.
I'm not even going to remember 2 weeks from then. So if I had to get out my phone right that second, that I might have been hiding from my in-laws a little bit. I might have been in the corner like by myself.
I'm working. I love that we work from our phones, because anytime I need to get away, I'm just like, I grab my phone. I'm like, I have to go work on listings. It's an email. It's really important about a sweater. I got to go. I like that too. I love that you did it, because I keep telling myself too, my friend had a big Christmas party and they have one of those little Santas that climb up the Christmas tree and slides back down. I'm like, I want my girls to have that. I should have bought it then when it was on sale.
Right after
Because
Christmas.
Regularly now, when that comes back out at the end of this year, it's going to be triple the price.
Exactly.
So I know better.
You do. As a reseller, especially, know better.
Yeah.
So January is also, since it is the new year, this is the time that you need to be spending more time in your business. I'm not a big New Year's resolution person, but I feel like this is a good time for your business to just either, if you write it, you're like a Kayla who writes things down, or if you're mm-hmm. like a Leah who just more internalizes it. What are your goals for that year? What are those things that you're going to, something new that you're going to try? Maybe you're going to do a live auction. Maybe you're going to source some sort of new inventory, try out a new platform. You know, kind of either write it down or mentally, what are some of the things that you want to do for those new years? Because now's mm-hmm. the time when January, February, March, and your sales are a little bit slower. You have the time to kind of put into action some new things.
Yeah.
This is also, it's not the fun part, but it's a necessary part. Time to clean up the house.
Yes. Inventory check. Which is what we're supposed to be doing right now.
Yeah,
but we're not.
We actually do it throughout the entire year whenever we have slow time. You should be doing inventory checks frequently. And so what that means is, especially, you know, when you have 20 items listed or 50 items listed, it's not a big deal. But we have, you know, even if you have hundreds, we have thousands of items listed. But if you even have 100 or 200, it's very easy to sell something and not pull it out of your inventory, or you sell it on one platform and you forgot to pull it off another platform, those types of mistakes that you make. So we actually physically go through our inventory, touch every single thing in the bins, and, you know, make sure it's listed. Cause we've had a couple of things where we'll get 10 of something. We might only put 8 quantity online. All 8 have already sold. It says it's sold out. We still have 2 more.
We're
like, oop, put those back up.
Yes.
There.
And we're big fans of getting new inventory, putting it in a bin, and then putting to be done.
And then
at the end of it. And it never gets listed.
And then we go back to the bin.
So then we pull out, we're like, remember these gorgeous dresses that we could have sold for spring?
Yeah.
Well, we never listed them and they're here. And of course we get them listed, but that's also when you don't have a lot of space, you got to just do something. And so it's a constant, constant battle.
It is.
To inventory check.
And it is, being a reseller is a long-term game. Whether you are doing this as a full-time job or a part-time job or just a small side hustle, this is something that if you're going to really do it and put the effort and put the time into it, that this is something that I think long-term. So we have things, I can't remember what the item was, but we sold something this week and I went, I think I listed this 4 years ago.
Oh my God.
Remember? And we were like, what is, but it finally sold and it sold at full price and they didn't even put an offer on. I'm like, okay. So you got to think
more. Oh, those fur coats.
I think that was maybe what I was thinking too. So there's a lot of things that sell, you know, maybe even a long time after you list it. So that's when it's really good to, like I said, do that inventory check, make sure things are still in good conditions.
Yeah.
Make sure you still have them.
Yeah.
So it's very easy to get messed up.
Well, and especially if you're someone who sells, we've talked about this in another episode. If you sell things with expiration dates, you're always constantly,
yes, please do.
Even though you, hopefully you know this as a seller, if you're selling product, that they all expire.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean they go bad, but you don't want to be the seller that sells expired makeup and didn't know it.
And didn't
so
know
you
it.
Should be checking that
stuff
regularly.
Well, because
that's
just going to easily, instantly be a return, and that's something you're having to deal with. So, and this is also that January, February time when it's a little bit colder and not much to do is a great time. Like I said, when I say clean up your house, now physically clean it up, maybe clean up your office and things like that too, but also to get new systems into place. And Kayla's like, she gets all excited.
Yes.
She's like the queen of systems. But, you know, obviously we use our inventory system, which has been in. It was what we created because we needed an inventory system. So maybe trying out a new inventory system, trying out a new financial system if you're working on your finances. So really get those systems into place and make yourself successful for the entire year. You do not want to be worrying about inventory in November when you're in the middle of your Christmas sales and you're crazy. So
yes.
Take this slower time.
And then
to
you're
do that.
Selling a ton of things that you can't find, and then you're
having
and then
to
you
cancel.
Don't enjoy the holidays.
Well, you're having to cancel orders and then you feel bad because you know it's someone's Christmas present and you're having to cancel it. And,
not to mention that's your Christmas money.
Yes.
So yeah. It's a whole circle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So then getting into the end of February, end of January into February, you're also considering getting your taxes in order as well. That's not the super
wah,
fun
wah,
part.
Wah.
I'm saying that because I know she still needs to go get started on that.
That will be my Thursday this week. I've been working on it. It's a long-term goal. Yes.
Put your winter stuff on sale.
Yes.
Do your inventory check. Get your business set. Get your taxes ready. Then you can start doing fun things like listing your swimsuits and getting ready for spring, because guess what? It's right around the corner.
It's right around the corner. So I definitely, if you have swimsuits, now first of all, swimsuits are one of the things that we preach all the time. People buy year round.
Yes.
So if you have a swimsuit, almost list it immediately. Mm-hmm. So people buy it year round, but if you don't have it listed yet, make sure in February you have it listed, because most people's spring breaks are in March. So they're buying those swimsuits and, you know, swim covers and things like that in February. So make sure you get those listed. But I love what you said about putting the winter stuff on sale. And I think we said this in the last episode, but, you know, spring break is in March, but people not only go to the beach, they go to skiing. And so if you're putting your winter things on sale, then even though you're kind of at the end of winter, they're still going to be buying those boots, those coats, scarves, all those things like that too. So
yes, absolutely.
And then don't forget about the next holiday. I know it's not a big one, but St. Patrick's Day, it's always in the middle of March. And so if you have any sort of St. Patrick's Day decor, if you have
cute green clothes,
just go ahead and get those listed now, because people will be, you know.
If you're choosing what to list, go with something more
might
for
as well
that.
Put it that. So.
Yes. Because green is also Easter, and that's your next holiday.
True.
So you're running into March, where there is this year, Easter is in March.
Go figure. Very early
so,
this year.
But you're also thinking about people are going to start buying in March for Easter. Again, with the pictures, you've got to think about family pictures for spring and for Easter with the Easter bunny are usually in February or March.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a little bit colder for most places, but those photographers usually take anywhere between 2 to 6 weeks sometimes to get pictures back.
Yeah.
So they have to do them early.
Exactly.
So you want to make sure that stuff's listed.
All your spring stuff, all your cute dresses. Think about people, you know, wildflowers are starting to come out and you see people taking on the side of the road, wildflower pictures, all that cute spring stuff, making sure you get those.
Mm-hmm. Your rain boots, your rain jackets.
Yep.
What is it? April showers, May flowers.
April showers, spring May flowers.
Yeah.
So cute. And from an admin standpoint, you're about to, if you haven't already, you're going to start making a lot of the spring sales. So in that March time frame, like I said, for spring break. So you need to go ahead and order smaller boxes. So if you're, once again, if you're ordering from the post office, they have like the shoebox size. That shoebox size is perfect for sandals.
Yes.
Perfect for sandals. Or smaller poly mailers, and focusing more on that, those little things that you're going to be selling.
Swimsuits and things.
Yes. Teeny tiny swimsuits, teeny tiny bags.
Okay, what's next? We're at April. April is, let's see, I feel like April into May is like all about women.
Yes.
I feel like we have Mother's Day, mm-hmm. which is, you know, don't forget Mother's Day is like also daughter and grandmother. So you have to think about women, men, everyone buying for the women in their lives. Mm-hmm. So all of your beautiful dresses, all your cute jewelry, any kind of little gifts
yes.
and crafty things. I know Etsy probably goes crazy around this time of year.
It's probably as big as Christmas.
So. Biggest Christmas for them. Yes. You've also got prom and graduation yes. coming. So May, everybody's running around crazy, celebrating all of these things. So April is your time where you're like, it's raining outside. I'm going to sit in and I'm going to get all my listings done. Mm-hmm. Because all that fun stuff is happening. And then summer's coming.
Yeah. It's here. We're coming.
I know.
You got to get ready for it.
It goes by so fast. Like I said, it's always something.
We're always buying something.
Always something.
So when you are in May, I feel once we talked about this in our last episode with why are my sales slow during certain months. You know, May is a crazy, crazy time for parents. It's also a crazy, crazy time for you as a reseller. So if you do not have your summer stuff up, that is your number one focus is getting every single summer item you possibly can. Because May is when they're buying it in early June. They're not buying it in July and August.
No.
So you got to get those sales up. You got to get those items up right then. And then also, this is the holiday that always sneaks up on me is 4th of July. Because we have this big 4th of July party we go to, and I always want to dress up all cute. But I only think about it on the 1st of July, which is way too late to get anything for the 4th of July, to buy it online at least.
And then you're wearing like your red Christmas sweater.
Yeah, exactly. It's the only red thing I have.
You don't have anything else.
Like a red cardigan in July. Thank you, Leah. That's what I focus on.
This is
on.
When you just let your son hot glue some things on there and you're like, oh, my kid made this special for me.
I have to wear it. Yeah. That's not a bad idea. I'm so doing that this year. It's great.
Always blame the kids.
I love it. So that gets you through May. And then June as well. June is your back to school stuff. Once again, if you think about it, school starts early. I mean, it is for us, it's like August 5th. I mean, it's very, very early in August. So parents are buying back to school in July. Mm-hmm. So in June, make sure you're getting those back to school items up and ready. So but that kind of gives you an idea in general about when you should be listing. The biggest thing is always think ahead, at least about a month or two, if not 3 months ahead, when you're sourcing items and when you're listing those items as well. So you really got to prepare. One thing I did want to say, and it's not really as specific per month, is when you're putting things on sale, I always put things on sale during major sporting events. So whether it's the Super Bowl, whether it is the basketball? And I'm a sports fan and I feel like
I'm an idiot. Don't ask me.
I have a pregnancy brain right now. Oh, I don't think we told y'all yet in the podcast that I'm pregnant. Oh, I just said it.
I was wondering when you were going to announce
that. Oh, I should have made a big deal about
it. Of course, people can listen to these episodes at any time throughout the year. But
right now, in March of 2024, I'm pregnant.
Yes.
Depending on when you're listening to it, I might not be.
And in her second trimester. I am feeling great. And she looks fantastic.
Yay.
She's just like, I'm over here with postpartum fingernails, and she's got gorgeous pregnant fingernails.
We were talking about like, just gorgeous fingernails and, like, and gorgeous
just
hair.
Just you wait until this time next year. I want to see what your fingernails look like, because you're going to bite them all off with two.
I'm usually good at saying things. My brain is not working right now. But
putting things on sale during sports
events. Like the national football championships and,
yes.
You know, the big basketball games and things like that. Cause a lot of times now I'm a sports fan. I like to go watch the games, but a lot of my friends aren't, but they're going into a, you know, Super Bowl party or some sort of party anyways. And they're literally sitting on the couch shopping online.
Cause they're
not interested in the game. They don't care.
Yep.
They're there for the food, the drinks and online shopping.
Yes.
So.
And those 3-day weekends where you have like Labor Day. And all the other random holidays that we get off on Mondays and Fridays and things like
yeah.
that. Those 3-day weekends are fun.
And we always also see a spike in sales whenever there's a big snowstorm or ice storm, like nationally, we see a spike in sales
yes.
too.
Because there's nothing else to do but spend money.
We are stuck inside. Mm-hmm. We are shopping. Mm-hmm. So, you know, think of those things. If you are at home or somewhere and you're bored and you're shopping online, so is everybody else.
Put
your stuff on sale during those times.
Because mm-hmm.
You never know what someone's going to be looking for and what they're going to be buying and snatching up. So
yes. Well, hopefully that gives you a little bit of insight on what you can do throughout the year to help boost your sales and kind of just help you manage your month to month, I'm obviously hungry, month to month checklist to just keep working on. It's so hard to just look at your death pile and go, I don't know where to start. But if you know that Valentine's Day is coming, you're like, okay, I'm going to pick out all the red. And that just gives you a little bit of a push.
A little motivation to get it done. So. Well, thank you all, everybody. Talk to you soon. Happy reselling.
Thank you so much for listening to Ready to Resell. We are so excited to go on this reselling journey with you as you grow your business. Please check out readytoresell.com. It is our reseller hub that has our social media. You can browse bulk inventory to purchase, has been in our inventory app, and also ways to contact us with questions or suggestions for future episodes. Happy reselling!